Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks. He joins us every single Tuesday right around this time. Elliot brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Elliot, good morning, pal.
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
Quite well, Elliot. So, Elliot, a lot of things we'll talk to Nick Sirianni about in about 15 minutes. But let me start with this question to you, which I'm going to ask him. Isn't it pretty obvious when they run the ball more, they're a better offense? I mean, isn't it pretty clear at this point?
Yeah, I mean, they have one of the best offensive lines in football, and they have probably the best running back in football. And honestly, with Christian McCaffrey injured, perhaps by a wide margin, I know Derrick Henry's been obviously awesome as well. But yeah, I mean, I think they've always been a team willing to run the ball ever since Nick Sirianni got here in 2021. They were willing to run the ball. They ran the ball in 2022, and they've run the ball this year. So I don't ever really think there's been a strong hesitation from them to run the ball, to be honest.
But why do they seemingly forget about it sometimes?
Go ahead. But John. Also, what about the under center part of running the ball? Like, that's part of this component, too, where it feels like all of a sudden they're doing this stuff that, like, maybe it's after the bye, but it does feel like things have come together and they're doing things so much in line with the way we had always hoped, and it's working so great. The bye feels like the touchstone, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it does for sure. I mean, you know, I can't think of a more productive bye week this franchise has almost ever had when you consider how much things have changed since then.
Right.
But I don't view this team as having a major, like, philosophical change during the bye week. They've been under center more over the last weeks, but they've also been up 10-plus, 15-plus points in both those games. If you look at
the game
against Cleveland, the only game that was close, I think Jalen was under center 7 times. And I'm not saying they're not going to keep doing it, but I'll believe that they're going to be like a under center team when it is the fourth quarter of a close game. They have to have it, and they run plays under center. Other than that, I think that, yes, they are a better running team under center. I think it's better for Saquon. But I think the true difference with this team is, and I know it's simple, but it really is a major difference, Jalen's being smarter with the ball. Like, that's it. That's why they're playing better. Mm-hmm. That's why they look better. I'm not saying there hasn't been other minor changes, but when you go from turning it over a ton to not turning it over, like, yes, the offense is going to look way better.
It feels like, my gosh, it feels like run the ball and throw the ball to A.J. Brown. It's like a combination. You just can't beat it. But how do you look at the numbers. My gosh, the team's 4-0 with A.J. Brown. We're 1-2 without him. We score 12.5 points a game with 12.5 points per game more on the field with him playing. You know, it's like 30 points a game to 17.3. It's astronomically different. How do you guard against leaning into AJ too much almost? Like, are we too codependent on our star wide receiver, Elliot?
Well, that's an amazing problem to have.
Right.
I think AJ
but it
Brown
is a problem because if he goes out,
it's
then
not a. But it
lose.
Is what it is. You use him. I mean, you use Michael Jordan if you have him. If you don't have him, then you're in a problem. You got a problem. I mean, it is what it is.
I don't view it as a problem. Like that's why you pay Devontae Smith all that money. That's why you pay Saquon all that money. Mm-hmm. So that if AJ is taken away, you have other options to go to. So I understand that. Yes, at times it looks like they're just throwing it to AJ. But that's a pretty good plan, right? I mean, there was so many years we would talk about this team and they had nobody to throw the ball to and they had scheme guys open and it was so hard to move the ball. Yes, it's easy to throw the ball to A.J. Brown, but it wasn't easy to acquire A.J. Brown. It wasn't cheap to pay A.J. Brown. And so now that's a luxury they have. So I get the point, I guess, but ultimately I don't view it as a problem if their main issue is they're using A.J. Brown too much.
Elliot, it strikes me like defensively, and we've heard some players talk about this, that they are figuring some stuff out or have figured some stuff out, that Vic Fangio, after 2 months, has gotten his hands around this, how to use the guys. Do you think that is a major element of their improvement? I mean, we know they haven't faced the greatest teams, but Burrow's legit. His offensive line's not. But do you think that's a major part of their improvement, that Fangio figured some stuff out?
Definitely. I mean, we've talked so much about Kellen Moore, and Kellen Moore was a big acquisition by this team. But I think the major difference from a coaching standpoint with the team this season is just the competency on defense. Think about last year at the end of the season, and somewhat with the side, but mostly with Patricia, how wide open guys were, how bad the tackling was. I mean, they had breakdowns week after week after week. If you look at the defense this year, I can think of maybe two or three plays where they had major, like, wide-open breakdowns. Outside of that, the offense has had to work to gain yards against this defense. And also, I will give the coaching staff credit for this. Prior to the bye week, they were...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missing almost 9 tackles a game. After the bye week, that number is down to around 3. So, I think the opponent plays into that. Obviously, they played better teams. But having been out of practice, they've changed the way they practice tackling. And, maybe it was as simple as that. I don't know. But clearly, post-bye and pre-bye, the tackling problem so far seems to have been solved.
How much do these young defenders factor into the pre-bye, post-bye vibe, Elliot. You know, it does feel like you got Cooper DeJean taking on a much more important role, you know, post by Quinn Yan, you know, got the beginning of the season a little more under his belt. And our young pass rushers, I mean, I feel like Nolan Smith is more noticeable in the last few games. Like, he's actually getting some push where he was disappearing early in the season. Is there something to that? Are the young guys spearheading the defensive resurgence?
Yeah, so I still feel way better about the back four than I do the front four. I know they've been better over the last three games. I'll still, like, believe it when I see it when it comes to facing a great quarterback in a big game that they get pressure. And, look, I mean, that might not happen for a while, right? But ultimately, I believe in the back four way more than I do in the front four. And one of the main reasons I believe in the back four is because they have three guys, and really if you want to include Chauncey as well, that are young and playing really well. You know, obviously you guys get to see them on the field. I guess what I could offer up to somebody that, you know, is in the locker room and gets to cover them. Quinn Yan and Cooper are very impressive people. Like, I've covered a lot of rookies in my time covering the team. The level of confidence they've brought, I think, to that locker room and that secondary room, I don't think can be overstated. Neither of them are very loud. They're not like a Darius Slay type of personality. But just being around them, the football IQ that they have, and just the quiet confidence. I've seen a lot of rookies come to this locker room and to this city in particular and struggle with the initial pressure. I mean, Jalen Reagor, right? Jalen Reagor really struggled, I think, to be in Philadelphia. But Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, I've been very impressed with them as people. And then obviously on the field, they played really well.
That's incredible. That says a lot about really the front office too. They're doing a good job of finding the right guys who fit the right way. But that to get two guys at the top of a draft who actually have that mental toughness to be able to survive and just vibe with this city, that's pretty unique.
Yeah, and I'll say that too, like, obviously, prior to the draft, right, we all talk about who we like, who we don't like, why we don't like this player, why we like that player. The one angle we never get to see is them as people, right? And I think that is where Quinn Yan and Cooper have been strong. Again, not to completely, like, dump on these guys, but, like, Jalen Reagor, Andre Dillard. Like, I think when they got here, Danny Watkins, like, they weren't ready for the city, right? But yes. I think that these two, and again, it's early, right? It's only six games in. But I think they seem very much capable of handling the pressure that
they're
comes
already proving it. Yeah.
All right, Elliot, last thing here. Doug Peterson, he's going to be back. Do you think so? It won't be what it was the last time, but do you think there will be some Doug moment, an organization, a timeout where they, you know, say, hey, here's the Philly special, and then boom, they show Doug on the sideline during a timeout first quarter? Do you think there's something still there, or because it's the second time, you think it's nothing?
No, I think they should do it for sure. And I think there's a good chance they will. I mean, I know it's the second time, but I don't think you can ever celebrate what Doug did here too many times, right? And honestly, maybe it throws Doug off his game. Who knows? I think there's only benefit to putting him up on the jumbotron. I don't think there's any negative. He certainly won't be booed.
No, he won't be booed at all. Elliot, good work, my man. Good stuff, pal.
Thanks, Elliot.
Yep. Talk to you guys later.
Appreciate that. I like his theory. Ray, how about that theory? Do it when it can distract Doug Peterson.
Well, maybe like if
that's the theory of a timeout.
Oh no, totally.
He might have to talk to Trevor Lawrence, but if the spotlight is on him, so to speak,
If you also want to do him a solid and maybe like they go, all right, we can't fire him after the Eagles game because that would just, I mean, if they lost.
Yeah.
Because that would just be wrong.
I mean, listen, we all love Doug. We'll always love Doug Peterson. It'll be interesting to see with this being the second time that he's back, you know, how the organization, if they do something or not. Because a lot of times by time two, you don't do something. But we also know Doug won a Super Bowl here. So it's like, you know, I think they should do something. But we'll see. All right, let's
talk. If we blow them out, it might really
And Doug gets fired, that'd be sad. That'd be sad.
But they might be without their top two receivers, and their defense is dreadful.
He's in a tough spot.
They definitely are missing their top receiver. I mean, Christian Kirk is going to be out for this game. That's going to make it hard for him. But, hey, if he gets fired here in town, well.
That would be terrible. I'll buy him a steak. If he gets fired, I'll buy him a steak.
Exactly, me too.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.